morning.
It's not morning.
It might be when people tune in. You never know.
Whatever the heck it is that you're listening to us, have a good one.
Yeah. Sorry that I just took a sip of water.
That's okay. We keep it real here.
We keep it real, and real is that I have a cold, so I might sound a little hoarse.
Yeah.
We'll try to edit out any of my coughs.
It's a little hoarse.
Yeah, maybe even a pony.
It's a pony. It's a little baby horse.
Yeah, it's a little ponyta. Wrong franchise. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
They cued the sniper.
The woke left is coming for you. The woke left. We're back. It is Two Gays in a Digimon podcast.
It is.
We're still gay. There's still two of us. It's been a little bit.
I can't believe you said wolf left. Yeah, it's been a little bit.
It's been a little bit. But we're back.
Yes.
We're
for 2026.
Most likely 2026. Yeah, we are recording this like the second to last day of 2025.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think we'd have time to edit and publish it tomorrow.
You don't know what I'm capable of.
Okay.
What have we been up to since we've been gone? A lot of things have happened.
Yeah, well, we last published, what, the beginning of November?
I don't remember.
I'm gonna look on...
Check on Apple Podcasts, where you can listen to us. Because Spotify likes to remove our content.
Wait, really?
I think that's because I use semi-copyrighted music for the intro.
Oh, well, the last episode of Spotify is November 16th, which I think was our last one.
That feels right.
Yeah.
That's right. We
had Christmas.
Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Thanksgiving.
And Thanksgiving. Yeah.
And we watched three more episodes of the show twice. Yes.
Oh, I wanted to talk more about some other Digimon-related things that I have been up to.
Oh, yes, you played DLC.
Okay, I was going to do that. Okay. I read Dot Monster Revolution by Corey, the Digino, CJ, the Digino.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And the book is really good. It's available in paperback on Amazon or for your Kindle or whatever. If you are a Digimon fan, if you're like somebody who is around my age, which would be like in your early 30s, pick it up, read it. It's really good. It's really good. I loved it. I cried. It did feel like a really good season of Digimon the whole time I was reading it. But that, I mean that like in the highest compliment. It didn't feel like I was reading someone's fan fiction that got published, which like, even if I was, I wouldn't care. That's really cool. And he's super nice. He might be listening to this, actually.
Hi.
So if you're listening, hi, love your work, big fan.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not listening, you should be.
Hi, I'll also here, 1 foot shorter of a fan, but still a fan, nonetheless.
Yeah, we're gonna force you to listen to our podcast.
I don't.
We're Americans. We're bossy. No, he's from Canada.
Oh, okay, so he's cool.
So he's a lot cooler than us because he has affordable health care.
Oh, well, I meant because, like, the climate.
And the climate. And the climate. And I played, so, big fan of Dot Monster Revolution.
Yep.
Read it. Or else. That's a threat.
We'll send Gundramon your way.
Michael discovered Gundramon.
He's just Gun. He's so many Gun. It's all Gun.
He is very Gun.
I love
Gun.
Him.
He's very Gun.
But it is all Gun.
The whole group he's in is all Guns.
Yeah, but he's so much bigger, so him being all Gun is, like, crazier.
He is more Gun. And there's more Gun in, like, ridiculous places.
Yeah, and, like, angles. And, like, shiny. And I'm gonna sneeze, so give me a second, please.
Yeah, Gundramon is ridiculous. And I think, like, you've seen Bayonetta before, so Beelstarmon was, like, not a huge shock to you.
I mean, let's be real. Every time, like, a female code Digimon hits, like, Mega level, she is, like, titties out. And, like, usually, like,
female
as much, like...
Digimon try to have a, like, sensible outfit, difficulty level impossible.
Absolutely.
Like, it's so crazy to me that, like... So you would think, like, in the world of design, that, like, the evil Digimon lady would be the most sexy, because, like, that's kind of how, like, evil... Like,
oh, she's a temptress.
...is
like,
betrayed.
Blah, blah, blah.
Especially Lilithmon, who is the demon lord of lust.
Yeah.
But then when we were playing Time Stranger, I got Lilithmon. By the way, I think Lilithmon from Arukenimon is a great option, because I think Arukenimon's most common mega sucks. Hate Parasaimon. Oops. You can at me.
I thought you hated no Digimon because they're all our friends, but I guess
its name is Parasitemon. It's not our friend. And also, like, I just want Arukenimon to have, like, a sassy evolution. Like, Mummymon getting Pharaohmon is really cool.
So what I'm getting is that you're Team Lavaland.
I don't know what that means.
Because Parasite versus Lavaland.
Oh, but...
For the Oscars?
But Parasite didn't win Best Picture.
No, it did. They announced La La Land and they were wrong.
No, they announced...
They announced... And then the guy... Oh, you're right. That was... Oh, my God.
I have to cut
all that because I'm a dumbass.
No, we don't have to cut it at all.
Because it makes me look like a dumbass.
No, because it's funny. Anyway. We played the Time Stranger DLC. And by that, I mean I played, Michael watched.
Yeah. I will say.
It's fun.
Part of your revisiting it was going back and doing, like, side quests that you didn't get to during the main, when you first played it, because now that you have, like, you can jump around in time. I will say, I'm low-key kind of glad that you've missed some of those side quests during the regular playthrough, because I thought some of them were sloggy, and some of them were just kind of irritating or, like, worsened some characters. And I think it made Minervamon more annoying.
Yeah, Minervamon's side quest.
And Marine Angelmon.
Well, Marine Angelmon isn't really like a character in the game.
Yeah, but still.
It is shocking that, like, how many people dislike Marine Angelmon after that quest.
Yeah.
Because I always thought Marine Angelmon was very cute.
So I'm kind of glad, because I felt like when you beat the main plot was, like, the right length, the right amount of plot happening. Like, it didn't
feel... Minervamon's side quest just felt like they didn't want to make it about her. Like, I think the decision to add her to, like, the dynamic of siblings with Coronamon and Lunamon was weird. Like, them being, like, her being their big sister. Because she's not... Like, I don't think she's ever been like that before or anything. But her being, like, the first member of the Olympus 12 that we meet, that makes total sense to me, because she's, like, kind of humanoid, she's small, so, like, she's relatable. And then they just let her be curious about love, and, like, what she's gonna do now that Coronamon and Lunamon don't need her anymore. It was just weird. I didn't like it. But I thought all the other ones were pretty good.
I can see why they were fun, but a lot of them felt like post-game. Which maybe they were, I don't know.
I don't really know.
The one where you fought all the Royal Knights, like, in a row.
That one was...
Would have been, like...
Supposed to be before I did the final boss, but, like, whatever, who cares. Yeah. I'm annoyed that the Royal Knights are in the game anyway, because I want this to be about the Olympus 12. Anyway!
And then you did the actual DLC.
And then I did the actual DLC... Super excited that we got a version of Kyoko in the game. I loved Kyoko in Cyber Sleuth.
Spoiler alert.
It's not a spoiler, it's in the advertising.
Oh, is it? Okay.
The ad for this first pack is like, I'm Kyoko Karemi. And I was like, yes!
And part two comes out in like a week, so you'll be playing that
part
soon.
Part two, we think, it comes out January 12th?
Okay, so 2 weeks.
Yeah, so soon. So I'm excited about it. Okay, so now we're ready to finally talk about these episodes, and we are joined by a very special guest, our cat, Shiloh.
Yes.
She's very upset that there's no Gatomon in this season. We need the feline representation, but she does love Renamon.
So. She does. She loves the powerful woman.
We stand a strong femme queen in this house.
Yeah.
So, we're talking about episodes 10 through 12 of Digimon Tamers English dub. Big news for Digimon dubs with, like, Ghost Game got a dub finally. I think it's still only available in England.
Oh, that's weird.
And Beat Break, the newest season, is getting a dub while Beat Break is still airing.
Oh, cool.
So, like, the first, like, 5 or so episodes are available on Crunchyroll. So maybe we'll check that out and let you know how it is. I know what's going on because I keep up with stuff, but
okay.
Michael doesn't know anything.
No, I'm just a big dumb baby.
About Digimon.
True.
Okay, so we're back with Digimon Tamers.
Yes.
Let's get back. We're getting back on track. Episode 10. In English, called The Icemon Kameth. Very clever. Mm-hmm. The title. Although, Icemon is not in this episode, so.
Yeah, so.
Or, Renamon is my friend, Ruki's hesitation.
Oh.
Ruki is Rika's Japanese name. I don't really know why.
Yeah, they changed it, but they didn't change it, like, to be more American. It's, like, equally...
I think I think we said before that my thought process was that it was too similar for the English term rookie.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That makes sense.
That would make sense to me. I don't know if that's true. Anyway, an ice-themed episode for winter.
Oh, true.
We have a bit with Yamaki and Riley in the beginning, like, a wild one is emerging, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Rika is pondering about, like, the essence of Digivolution. What does it mean? What's going on here? I don't really know what she's on about. Like, Renamon already Digivolved. And we already did this whole thing about Renamon Digivolved because Rika cared about her.
Yeah, can I get out ahead of this?
Yeah.
This episode is Rika being stupid for 22 minutes.
Can I be honest with you? I think all three of these episodes are Rika being stupid for 22 minutes.
Yeah, but I think this one in particular.
Like, to me, this feels like the one... This should have been the one where Renamon first Digivolved.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was a better setup than the one with Dokugumon where she Digivolved.
Yeah.
I also...
The reason he did that is because they wanted Giyomon to be the last one to Digivolve.
Yeah, sure. But, like, then, I don't know, go... Gekkoban and Beatbreak just Digivolved and it was episode 13. So, like, let's get our head in the game. If you wanted Giyomon to be the last to Digivolve, wait it out. So yeah, I don't really... Renamon Digivolve, which seemed to be Rika's goal, and now it feels like because there was an element of having to care about somebody else, Rika's mad about it.
Yeah. And then, like... Well, I'll talk about that more when it happens. So.
Rika is targeted by an evil presence.
Mm-hmm.
Kalumon.
Yeah.
There's, like, a fake-out where, like, something eerie is clearly following Rika, but then she turns around and just Kalumon and be like, hey!
We also get a cute shot when she's walking around of Henry and Terriermon reading books sitting back-to-back, and I liked that.
So I put that a little bit later, because that's actually Impmon spying on Terriermon and Henry reading, being very cute.
Oh,
and
he
bitches about it, like... Terriermon just being Henry's pet.
You are right, I'm sorry. We got two different moping around montages in this game, in this episode.
Because I think that, I thought that was funny about Terriermon being Henry's pet, because he's a terrier.
Which is a pet.
Which is a dog, which is a pet. So, I thought that was funny. I don't know if that was an intentional joke, but it was really good.
Yeah, it was a cute little thing.
Kalumon wants to play, and we see that they are actually in front of a giant ad campaign featuring Rika's mom.
Mm-hmm. And guess what it says on the sign? You will never guess, unless you already know, in 100 guesses. Yeah. Oh my god. My body just had a hard reset. You'll never guess in 100 guesses what it says on that sign.
We love the Marines.
We love... not even the. Just we love Marines.
Which...
With a capital M.
I have to think it means something else.
I think it's like... I mean, it was animated in the original Japanese. I think it could just be one of those things where it's like a nonsense or random like English phrase that people put on t-shirts.
But that doesn't... Because to me, she's a fashion model.
Yeah, but like a lot of fashion. Yeah, I think I've seen shirts that say like...
In the modern time, but not in like 2000 and...
Okay, I didn't know that was a newer thing.
I've only seen it in the newer context. I don't know. They were not wearing that when they went to Japan on America's Next Top Model Cycle 3.
Mm-hmm.
So. Rika's mom appears, and she's just been swarmed by all these reporters who want to know how hard it is to be beautiful.
Yeah. Hilarious.
And she's really fun, but she is really out of touch. Like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Impmon searches for opponents to no avail as Rika makes Kalumon cry. Oh, Rika's mom also makes a comment about Rika's cute stuffed toy, who's Kalamon. Mm-hmm. Rika is then pursued by the touch of evil again. We should look something up. We're doing research on the podcast. Doing some 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 research on the podcast. This is episode 10, right?
Yes.
Okay. I was wondering what episode Devimon originally appeared in Adventure. Because, spoiler alert, this episode's villain is Ice Devimon. Audio cut here. I was saying that Devimon first appears in episode 8 of Digimon Adventure, and this is episode 10. Of Adventure. This is episode 10.
So. Oh, it'd be cool if it was, like, the same.
But we did have Devidramon, I think, in, like, episode 8.
Maybe. We might have.
We did, because it was the episode Gyomon Digivolve.
Nice.
So, I love the Impmon Renamon dynamic. I think I said this to you before.
Yeah.
I think that they are, like, I don't, like, care about ships in the Digimon fandom. I ship Impmon and Renamon. I do. I think that they are a great dynamic. Okay, Shiloh has exited the podcast. She does not appreciate my hot takes.
She was like, I don't ship it.
No, she hates Impmon. I don't really know what they're getting at. I forgot what they were talking about in this instance. It was just Renamon being really cool and Impmon being like, hey, I'm walking here.
It was Impmon trying to get Renamon to fight somebody because Impmon just wanted to watch a fight.
Yes,
Impmon. So he like made up a lie about
Impmon was.
Terrymon said blah 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 about you, and she was like, whatever.
She was like, I don't care. And then Impmon was like, well, I'm free to bully Terrymon then. Mm-hmm. Rika's mom really just does not understand her. She's, like, trying to get Rika to put on all these, like, girly dresses. Mm-hmm. Stuff that, like, her mom likes. And it is interesting that this is the first time that we've had a female protagonist who hasn't been hyper-feminine. Because, like, we had Mimi. Mm-hmm. Sora was non-existent for a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Kari was little girl in the first one. And then in the second season, Yoli was still hyper-feminine. Just in a more bold and brash way.
Yeah.
And Kari was, you know, Miss Perfect. So this is, like, kind of interesting. It's just cool to have different female characters in a, like, boys anime. In the 90s, even though this was the 2000s, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. The grandma chimes in.
That doesn't happen right now.
Does it?
No. The grandma chimes in after Rika leaves the scene.
Oh, yeah.
To be like, there are more important things in life than being beautiful. And then I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. I'm hoping that is a crude attempt at a Devism, but there's a Devimon after Rika. So I was like, okay, we're paying homage to Devimon. Renamon appears ready to protect Rika because she is a good friend. And Rika will get there eventually after 3 episodes. The boys are back in their goofy fashion. They're doing something. They're, like, practicing combos or, like, card slashes.
Yeah, they're really pushing the modifier cards.
Yeah. And it's time for Impmon to bully, but not before Terrymon kicks his butt.
Yeah. Also, we learned that canonically Impmon smells bad.
Yeah.
According to Terrymon, which is lovely information.
Yeah. Renamon is so cool. Underline.
Yep.
Just a note to have. Ice Devimon is after Rika, but no one can see it but her.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving Stranger Things tea as he pulls Rika into a spooky digital field.
And worse, he has a twink voice.
He's played by the guy who plays Matt in the original dub for Adventure in 02, so that's kind of cool. Rika's cold personality has attracted Ice Devimon. And caused Renamon to back off from her.
Mm-hmm.
Ice Devimon is evil. We see that he has, like, a shrine for Rika of all these frozen Digimon that he's defeated.
Yeah.
We see some, like, old favorites, too, like Gazemon, Monzaemon, Elecmon, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Elecmon.
So, Ice Devimon is evil, and cruel, and Rika doesn't like that.
Yeah, but Iced every month. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
He's trying to convince Rika that she's just like him. Like,
yeah, they're destined to be partners. Mm-hmm. Which, I'm kind of like, why does he want a partner? So he can digivolve?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the idea.
Okay.
Ice Devimon winds up summoning Renamon to the battlefield.
Mm-hmm. Gag me, house down boots, Renamon.
Audio dropped again here. We were saying that in the show, they say that Ice Devimon is so much stronger than any Digimon they fought before. And I was like, really? He's a champion level Digimon. And that's what you guys have been fighting for the past couple episodes.
Digimon they fought before? And I was like, really?
Are you sure about that?
I was like, all of you have fought champion level Digimon before.
Yeah.
So I guess he is because he...
Another tragic audio drop. We talked about how, I guess, Ice Devimon is really strong because he does whoop Cubimon's ass. And the boys are no help as both of their Digimon get frozen immediately by his attack.
They're no use, honestly.
Don't mind. They are, because even though this is like titled as a Rika episode, she doesn't actually do anything. Renamon is here to slay, of course. And then Rika is like worried if Renamon digivolves, she's gonna turn like Ice Devimon. And then I wrote, why the fuck would Renamon turn out like Ice Devimon? What about her has like
yeah
hinted at that?
Yeah.
But the power of friendship causes her to digivolve to Cubimon. And I just went, God, Cubimon is so fierce.
Mm-hmm.
But she is getting her ass kicked by Ice Devimon.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was like, I don't think that's how this works. This is not how this would work in Digimon Story Time Stranger. The boys break out with an inflation kink card, and I personally blame Kazuya for this.
Yeah, I wrote that too, and I was like, no. Yeah.
I couldn't believe that they didn't have Takato make an anime reference to, like, Devimon being, like, the big villain of the first arc of Adventure.
Oh, yeah, because they would have watched the show.
Like, they've already had Takato make references to the anime, so, like, why not have him make another one? They could make Takato more of a nerd, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, but they want him to be, like, Ty and Davis, but I'm like, I think that Henry is kind of like Ty and Davis,
yeah.
And Takato is, like, an Izzy. Like,
yeah.
Which is fine, have your protagonist be a nerd.
Yeah, because who's watching the show?
Nerds.
Let's be real. We love nerds.
Takato, and spoken as a
yeah, I don't want to piss off our listeners.
Takato and Gilmon wind up defeating Ice Devimon with a Pyrosphere Hyperspace Wings combo.
Oh yeah, it wasn't Renamon.
No, which I think is weird. And as Ice Devimon is defeated, for some reason now Rika hates all Digimon, and her and Cubimon part ways.
Can I just wrap it up with
Speak
this?
Freely.
So this episode starts with Rika, for no reason, sulking about Digimon and, like, what's the point and all this stuff.
Well, she's been on her bullshit about not understanding if Digimon are, like, living beings. Which I'm like, okay. I can understand it a little bit more in the first two seasons. With, like, they're spending a lot of time in the Digimon's world. Like, in the digital world. So, like, it feels a little bit more fantastical. But, like, Renamon is literally walking around the buildings of Shinjuku. Like, she's real.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know why it's taking Rika so long. It's because she's a badass. Like, it's because she's hard and edgy that it's taking her so long. But I think, honestly, it would be worse if we were watching this, like, just binging it instead of, like, doing short batches for the podcast.
Yeah.
Because, like, this is now, like, 5 or 6 episodes of Rika not understanding the concept of togetherness and friendship.
Yeah. So she starts off like that, kind of for no reason. And then she gets kidnapped and immediately is like, oh, I was wrong. Like I should trust Renamon, whatever. Well, and that's fine.
She says that Renamon is her friend, and that's why, like, and that's what causes Renamon to digivolve. And then for some reason, she hates Digimon.
Well, that's what I mean, is, like, she has this realization, and then that's, like, the arc That should be the narrative arc of the episode.
Yeah.
And then the episode ends, and she goes back to an even further extreme. That would have already been annoying, because it was like so quickly from one extreme to the other. And then she goes back to an even further extreme of like, not only do I not understand Digimon, I hate them all. And I want nothing to do with them. So it's like, yeah. The fact that she realized that they're friends, and then the fact that they saved her pissed her off so much. I don't know.
Well,
and then also
I think it has to connect back to her, like, needing help from people, and like, but like, it's also like stupid. Like, I'm like, girl, you're at most 12.
It's just not emotionally consistent at all. Like, the stimuli that cause those emotional swings don't line up with what the emotional swing is.
Yeah.
It'd be like, oh, I love my friends so much, and then they brought me a birthday cake, and I was like, what the hell, you guys?
Because I see like, you bring me a birthday gift and a birthday party with a birthday gift.
Yeah. So I didn't like this. I actually do like the idea of Ice Devimon showing up to be like, you should be my partner instead. I think that's a kind of cool angle. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they really lean into that at all. And I also think Rika's emotional arc is obviously the centerpiece of the story and does not work at all. And then also, like, they introduce that he has these, like, Digimon that are either captive or already dead, and then we don't really get a resolution there.
Yeah, which is, I don't think we're supposed to. I kind of get it. It feels like, obviously, bringing back Devimon or a Devimon is going to be invoking some kind of thought about adventure.
Yeah.
And it feels like they're wasting a good antagonist in Ice Devimon, but they're really not, because Ice Devimon's not the antagonist.
Yeah.
But to me, I'm just like, oh my god, I'm so, like, and obviously I know that Rika gets better, because, like, when we watch the episodes in two, like, I've watched this before, I'm like, girl, get with the freaking program. Like, it's so long of her having to realize that her tall fox lady friend is real.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. Episode 11 is called Much Ado About Museumon, which I kind of... Let's hold on.
I don't think it was that much ado.
I think all three of these are, like, literary titles.
Oh, yeah.
The Iceman Cometh, Much Ado About Nothing, and then it's Divided They Stand, which is just kind of like a phrase. The Japanese title is Shinjuku Railroad Bridge, Duel for a Minute and a Half, which is very specific. Rika still hates Digimon.
Yep, Takato's wiping the floor with some jabronis.
Takato smokes Kazu in a Digimon card game.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to plug Digimon Liberator, the current running webcomic. It's very good, and it explains the card game a lot, which, because I never understood how to play the old card game that's kind of being advertised through Tamers. Takato slips about real-life experience, and Kazu and Kenta are on to him. Takato, I remember the guy who plays Davis doing a narration bit for, like, coming up next on Foxbox.
Okay.
And he said that Takato was getting a little too big for his britches.
Oh my god.
Which I wrote in my notes.
That's crazy you remember that so much so long after.
It might also be in the, like, next episode, or, like, in the...
Like, the narration for
the episode. Narration. Yeah. But I think it's the first time I heard the phrase britches, and I think I thought it was, like, naughty. We cut to a wild one emerging as Henry and Terriermon walk downtown. Yamaki demands that they deploy Yugoth, but Riley says it's too dangerous, but he forces her to anyway. Yamaki, terrible boss. Terriermon tries to investigate the digital field opening, but Henry won't let him go.
Yeah, Terriermon's being kind of a menace here.
I don't think so. I think Henry is being unrealistic.
Really?
Yeah. Yugoth seems to destroy the wild one, but then Yamaki is threatened by an ominous voice. I wrote that, God, everyone is so dramatic.
Yeah.
We got the Rika Renamon situation, and now, like, Henry and Terriermon are in, like, not like a fight, but it's like, oh, you don't want me here? And I'm like, Henry didn't say that. Children, oh my God. There's lots of sad pondering, but then enter Susie.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to our audio in this episode, I guess. We basically talked about how Susie is, like, low-key kind of funny. At least somebody is having some, like, whimsy in this season.
season. Susie should hang out with Rika's mom.
Yes. A match made in heaven.
They could be Miss Putty Pants together. I still don't understand how old she is supposed to be, because they treat her like she's like 4 or 5, but she's kind of drawn in the same style that like TK and Kari were.
Yeah, she's got that like kiddish, like they I don't know, I don't remember exactly.
Well, they make her talk like this, like she's got a speech impediment, so she's supposed to sound like a little ghoul.
Yeah, that too.
And I'm like, is she like 4 or is she like 8? Like I want to know, because if she's 8, then I'm gonna be like, girl, okay, maybe we can realize that the doll you're playing with is crying. But I love Susie. I think she's funny. Renamon, I wrote, serving cunt by moonlight.
You're not wrong.
She shows up outside Henry's apartment.
Who is casually drinking a carton of milk on his balcony in the middle of the night.
Let him live.
Sure.
Henry pursues Renamon without Terriermon in the middle of the night. Seems dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Rika ponders in her bedroom as Calamon comes to attempt to cheer her up, and it kind of works a little bit. We see her smile a little bit.
Yeah.
Henry winds up telling Renamon that he would feel very guilty if something were to happen to Terriermon.
He has this, like, sad monologue, like emotional, like, mm-hmm. He's nervous, and it cuts to Gargamon, like, cackling, firing his arm guns, and blowing up cars, and it's a really funny juxtaposition.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'm really worried about this future. And then it cuts to Gargamon having the greatest time anyone's ever had.
Well, I think
his concern is valid, but yeah. It is a funny, like, the context of that scene originally, like,
Yeah. Just
placed here is funny.
Yeah. Renamon then ponders her purpose in the real world. If she's not meant to fight, then what is she meant to do?
Yeah. Very Barbie movie coded.
Yeah. Oh my god, a Renamon edit to What Was I Made For would go so hard.
Make it.
Okay, let's get on that. Terriermon escapes Susie as Rika stares at her DR. That's what they call the Digivice this season.
Right.
The next day at school,
Henry sees Takata looking for a fight with another Digimon, and this is kind of framed to be a little like, concerning that Takata was so hungry to fight. But before Henry can say anything, Kazu and Kento show up with their gay tomfoolery.
Before Kazu and Kenta come to approach for another card battle. Kazu, R.I.P. Kazu and Kenta, you would have loved the card battle thing. Yeah. In Digimon Story Time Stranger. Jerry and her friend Mickey both laugh at them. Terriermon and Henry then go downtown, and we see that Kazu has beaten Takato, and Takato kind of, he doesn't lose it, but he's like, this is nothing like a real Digimon battle, and they're like, alright, Chumley, what are you talking about? Takato then takes them to see Gilmon, and they are scared off because they are comic relief characters, and Gilmon smells a Digimon.
Gilmon sneezes could end wars, I think.
Or start them.
No. Yeah, that's true. Gilmon sneezed on Franz Ferdinand, and just
okay.
The Archduke chance.
The divas deploy Yugoth, but the wild one from earlier destroys Yugoth, so they're in trouble.
Yep.
And Yamaki is taunted again. Museumon emerges and destroys a car, and he turns out to be a tough opponent for Takato and Gilmon.
Mm-hmm.
Riley locates the emergence, and Terriermon begs to investigate, but Henry only goes ahead when a little girl chases after her balloon into the fight. Henry enters the digital field, and Calamon from afar helps Terriermon digivolve. And this time he's badass and in control, and Gargamon defeats Museumon, and then Gilmon saves the balloon. I needed your thoughts on the Deb Gargolaser versus his attack in Time Stranger, Dum Dum Uppercut.
You want my opinion on his
attacking? Yeah, do you think Gargolaser sounds cooler, or is Dum Dum Uppercut more appropriate?
Gargolaser is a better name. Dum Dum Uppercut fits Gargolaser better.
Yeah. Also, because he's doing an uppercut.
He is doing an uppercut.
Yeah.
Also, his gun makes, like, pew, 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 sounds.
It makes, like, laser sounds.
Yeah. And the bullets are, like, kind of green.
Well, I think they're probably green in the American version.
Yeah.
Henry realizes that sometimes we have to fight.
Yeah.
And Takato learns that he has to be more considerate of Gilmon and not just swipe cards away.
And we learned that mom and daughter were wearing the exact same shirt.
They are wearing the exact same outfit, almost.
Yeah.
I hope that there's, like, there was a Tamer sequel, and it wasn't very good. the guy wrote a script for it, and it went weird places. Mm-hmm. But it would have been cooler if that girl, like, got a Digimon and stuff.
Yeah.
And they laugh it off, and we see Momentai, and they, like, get the girl back to safety and whatever. Anyway.
May I be so bold?
Yeah.
This episode is very accurately named. Because it is a parody of Much Ado About Nothing, and nothing happens. I think Henry learns a lesson. The fight is just like a MacGuffin to get to that lesson.
They fought for a minute and a half.
Yeah.
In the Japanese title, so they were lying.
Yeah. Everything else is just kind of like pointless fluff that I don't care. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Rika is still just moping in the same way. Yeah. Mushimon has a cool design, I guess. They're still trying to sell us on those modifiers to, like, buy the modifiers in real life.
Michael had a lot of hot takes here about the episode, and unfortunately they were lost to time and space, collecting data to become their own sentient life form on the net.
Oh, I guess sometimes we do have to fight. Which, like, I get it. I don't think it needed a whole episode.
I guess. I kind of was like, it's so focused. Like, this episode should be focused on Henry. And it's not, because we have, like, Takato in that situation.
But nothing happens, because the friends don't believe stuff.
So anyway.
Yeah. Sorry to be like a...
They love them, but we see that Yamaki is watching them.
Yeah. Sorry to be like a hater.
That's okay.
The next episode I like better.
Episode 12 is called Divided They Stand, or Ruki and Renamon, The Crisis of the Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a pretty metal title.
Yeah, it is.
Hypnos be plotting, and Yamaki seems to hate the kids, which, like, get over it, dude. Kazu and Kenta are weirded out by Takato, and to me they're just embarrassed because they got scared, but
yeah.
Jerry overhears them talking, and she ain't no bitch.
No, yeah. Jerry the real one.
Yamaki is going to enlighten the children, which seems a little suspicious. I don't like that word. I don't like that verbiage, Yamaki. If they were in HR, I think Riley should report you.
Yeah.
Rika continues to not understand the concept of friendship.
You can't see, but I just rolled my eyes.
Yeah. An erratic wild one emerges as Fly Beamon come onto, like, a baseball field.
Mm-hmm.
And Renamon kicks ass solo, but they get the drop on her. Rika won't go to help her. But they can't keep a baddie down. Renamon wins.
Yeah, she has a really cool, like, she plays dead. And then, like, jumps above them and, like, Diamond Storm from above.
Diamond Storm!
I also just love that she used Diamond Storm on a baseball diamond.
Yeah. Oh, no. Listen.
Thematic queen.
Yeah. Caliban then follows Rika away from the battlefield. Caliban's spending a lot of time with Rika.
Yeah.
Because he's
Mr. Optimist.
Yeah, Caliban, nothing if not sensitive. Remember when he told Takato just, like, get over it?
Yeah. And he was right.
Renamon then hears another thing about partnership from Henry, and Henry catches Takato up about his convo with Renamon, but they are threatened by Yamaki. But Henry said ACAB. Henry is no bootlicker.
No.
Uh-huh. He's ready to fight.
Yeah.
Well, he like chases off after Yamaki, which I was like, he's pretty brave for not wanting to fight like 2 episodes ago.
I also put in my notes, oh no, Oikawa is back, and he's hot, because like, it's the same energy of like Oikawa confronting him.
I don't think it's the same energy, because Oikawa had like a nefarious plan involving children. I think Yamaki wants to like...
Just get them to shut up.
To threaten the children and probably take their Digimon.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't think that Yamaki wants to, like, kill the children.
No.
Henry's no bootlicker, and he chases off after Yamaki. And Takato stays behind to, of course, ponder and be a little bit miserable about it.
Jerry appears, and she wants to see Gilmon. Takato is worried, but Jerry ain't no bitch.
No. She's not... my partner already. Obviously, it's gonna be Calamon.
She's not afraid. Jerry loves Gilmon and says he's so cute.
He is cute.
Takato was like, you mean cool, right? And I was like, no, she said what she said.
Yeah, because Takato's a boy. Yeah. You have to remember, he's a boy. He's not a girl. He doesn't like girly things like flowers or pink or being cute or having emotions. He likes boy things like dirt and mud and like scrapes and bleeding and being mean to people.
No, he doesn't. That's Rika.
That's true. That is Rika.
Jerry gives Gilmon a little sticker, and Gilmon asks if she's Takato's girlfriend. Which, after Jerry leaves, Takato is like, do you think she likes me, Gilmon?
Yeah.
Renamon sees Impmon atop a roof watching some kids fight over a stuffed toy, and we get a flashback that reveals that Impmon at one point had two human partners.
Yeah, it made me sad.
And they were too immature to handle the responsibility.
Yeah.
So.
And then Renamon hits him with, what is wrong with you?
Well, like, for Renamon...
It is, which is such a dick move.
It is. Like, the delivery is so funny, though. She's like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, if it's you like think partially about it, concerned and partially yeah, dismissive.
If you think about it, Renamon
is just watching Impmon watch some children here.
Watching some little human baby children. Yeah. Little she doesn't see the flashback.
No, she doesn't. That's a very good point. That's a very good point.
Renamon then follows Impmon around, and she asks him why he doesn't have a partner. She's asking a lot of philosophical questions, which, although Impmon thinks he's really smart, he is not. He's no match for the beauty and brains of Renamon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not.
Impmon says that Renamon has the power to digivolve inside of her. We'll see if that's true. Mm-hmm. We see that Yamaki is stalking the kids as he's outside Takato's parents' bakery.
Sounds pretty nefarious to me.
Which, if I would... listen, if he's going to be afraid of any wild one, it's Takato's mom.
That's true.
You know she's going to come out there with a rolling pin.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to whoop his ass.
Oh, God, yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to see it.
Renamon and Rika wallow in despond. That's what I wrote. Which I just was really proud of myself for using the word despond.
Good job. Mm-hmm. Proud of you.
Rika gets some grandmotherly advice from her grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she's too edgy to take it. Grandma is like, you know, you don't let anybody in. How can we help you?
Yeah.
You know, humans are not meant to face the world alone, which I thought was pretty beautiful advice.
Yeah. Also, once again, the grandparents be the best characters. Cody's grandpa.
Yes. Remember now, Matt and Tiki's grandma from the movie?
Yes.
And how she, like, didn't understand technology at all. What a queen. Mm-hmm. There's another bioemergence, and Renamon goes in alone. Jerry promises to visit again before Henry comes, and the boys are off to the fight. Kalamon tries to get Rika to go, but she's hesitant. It's Renamon versus Harpymon, a mother off.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's interesting that, like, we had Armored Digivolution in season 2.
Right.
And there's, for those of you who are not, like, super fans who may be listening... All of the season 2 Digimon partners can armor Digivolve with all the Digi eggs. But we didn't see that on the show.
Right. They were trying to keep it simple.
They were trying to keep it simple, which that totally makes sense.
There were already a lot of characters to follow.
Right. But what I'm saying is that we're seeing a lot of those armor Digivolutions as enemies in the show.
Oh, that's fun.
So, like, Fly Beamon, who Renamon fought before,
right.
That's Hawkmon with the Digi egg of knowledge.
Okay.
I think they exist as also just regular Digimon, too, but, like, and then Harpymon is Hawkmon with a Digi Egg of Light.
Yeah.
So.
Harpymon's voice actor is popping off.
Yeah, she's really putting in a lot of work.
Yeah.
I think Harpymon has a really cool design.
Yeah,
I think she's very cool. I wish she was in Time Stranger, because she's a harpy. It's Greek mythology. Cool. Rika shows up, but it looks like Renamon doesn't need her. Then I wrote, Harpymon gags the doll. Which she just gets the jump on Renamon. And Rika is unprepared to help with her cards, but gets the old faithful, a stick.
Yeah.
And she stabs Harpymon.
Just stabs her straight up.
Very, honestly, I think I was kind of right with my comparison to Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does feel like, oh, just these, like, odd things are happening in Shinjuku. And, like, it feels like the occult, even though we know it's Digimon, but maybe there's more mysticism at foot.
Maybe.
Kalamon then helps Renamon Digivolve again.
Mm-hmm.
And Renamon defeats Harpymon, but she does not load her data.
She says she doesn't need it. She has Rika. Yeah.
And then they make up.
This was a much better arc for Rika this episode. Like, yeah. This ending scene could have been how the episode 2 episodes ago ended.
Yeah, I agree.
With, like, Renamon defeating Ice Devimon, not needing to absorb his data.
It was, like, Ice Devimon was too evil. So, like, him not getting absorbed wouldn't feel satisfying.
That's true.
Where, like, Harpymon was kind of a nothing villain, and, like, Rika getting in on the action and stabbing her was, like, kind of... Like, we needed that to get here, I think. But yeah. I felt like we were already at the first point to begin with.
Yeah.
That we didn't need Ice Devimon. But, anyway. And we see that Yamaki continues to stalk the children. Not a good look, Yamaki.
No.
People are worried about you.
Stranger danger.
Stranger danger. Stranger things.
Yeah.
I'm not actually a really big Stranger Things fan, even though I do watch a lot of... I have to know about it, because I watch a lot of content about it, but I don't really care about the show. Anyway, if you do care about the show, that's great. I think if you like Stranger Things, you would love Digimon Tamers.
So yeah, probably. Watch
if you can. Listen to our podcast about it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the end of the podcast now.
It is. Hopefully I won't have a cough next time.
Hopefully we will both be feeling better. We will both like the 3 episodes more next time.
Yeah. Third one I thought was good.
Yeah, we didn't hate these.
It'd be like Ice Devimon episode would be like 4 to 10.
Yeah.
And then I think the Moostermon I'd give it 5 out of 10. Mm-hmm. This one I'd give like a 7 or an 8.
Yeah. This, it also seems like we need to get Jerry, Kazu, and Kenta on board.
I don't care. I don't need Kazu and Kenta. I just need Jerry.
Well, we need them to like, they're obviously going to have to, I mean, like, I know what their fate is and stuff, but it is setting them up to be like, the home team, maybe, like...
I guess. They feel like his Crab and Goyle.
I don't think so. I think they feel like, not that.
Okay. Alright.
You can follow us on Instagram, at 2GaysPod, TWOGAYSPOD, as in Digimon. It's the same for our Twitter account. Eventually, we'll do Blue Sky. I cannot promise when. Maybe that's a goal for 2026.
Yep.
You can email us at 2gayspod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can continue to listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, if they got it, and YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what we'll be doing for 2026. It's going to be another big year for Digimon, I think. And we will see, hear, listen, talk to you guys soon.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.